I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Elisa Gladwell. She's a board member with the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council about the upcoming Mr. UP pageant at the historic Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee. We are also joined by Robbie Kemp, who is the current reigning Mr. UP. Here's more with Robbie and Elisa.
The fourth annual Mr. Upper Peninsula is going to take place July 13th at 7 p.m. at the historic Vista Theater.
And this is always fun. I unfortunately, because of a schedule conflict, will not be able to be there to MC this year, but I've done the last couple of them. And this is a fun night. This is just a great night of entertainment, but also just a kind of a way of showcasing, I guess, what Youper guys are like, right?
It's really fun because it's very loose rules and regulations. We've got a couple of different events, Youper swimwear, Youper formal wear, Youper wear in general. We have a talent, and anything that you can think of fits that criteria.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Robbie Kemp with us this morning. He's the current reigning Mr. UP. It was fun. It's fun being part of this, isn't it?
It definitely is. I've loved it a lot.
What? Tell me a little bit about it. Tell me about being Mr. UP. I mean, how's it been?
It's been great. I've gotten to do a bunch of cool charity events in the local area. I've gotten to meet a lot of amazing people, and I've had a lot of support from the community, so it's been very awesome.
Why'd you decide to get involved in running it? Because I know that there's sometimes folks that are like, you know, I don't know, should I do this, guys? Or, you know, like, why'd you do it?
I had a lot of stuff that I wanted to do in the community, and I thought my voice would be better heard if I had that position. So I ran for it so I could help benefit some of the charities and local places that I wanted to support.
Now, is the roster set already, or is there still a possibility? If somebody's waking up this morning, maybe post 4th of July, going, I'm going to do this, can they, or are you set?
You know, if you are waking up on this 5th of July and you think maybe you could be the next Mr. UP, we will still let you apply. Applications technically ended last Sunday, but we still have a couple spots open, so we are definitely welcoming to those who want to join us.
For folks that have never been to the event, what can they expect if they come out?
It is a night of, well, I mean, honestly, I will tell you, it could be a surprise. I don't really know exactly what to expect from some of these guys. We have different talents. We've got different outfits, and it's a lot of fun. It definitely keeps you on your toes, and there's something there for everybody. It's definitely...
Now, Robbie, you know, as we were saying, that there's talents, there were things and whatnot. What did you do to give yourself that advantage to win?
I actually spun fire blindfolded. I spin fire poised. So I actually juggle fire around my body while swinging them on chains.
Yes, I recall that. That was quite the talent display, but that's kind of indicative of it. There's a little bit of everything at it, isn't there?
Definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it is coming up again. When and where, Elisa?
July 13th, 7 p.m. at the Historic Vista Theater.
And Robbie, are you ready to relinquish your crown and let someone else be the Mr. UP?
I am, actually. It's been a very good run. It's been an awesome year, and I'm really excited to see who's going to win the next one.
Let me ask you this. If someone is listening this morning and they still do decide to make that call, what would you tell them? Why should they take part in this Mr. UP pageant?
It's an amazing opportunity. You get to, like I said, meet some amazing people. You get to help out our local community. And also, it has some great bragging rights.
I like that. Again, Elisa, it's happening when and where?
July 13th, 7 p.m., Historic Vista Theater.
That's the comments of Elisa Gladwell, board member with the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council, and Robbie Kemp, the current reigning Mr. UP. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.